What if she's blaming at you because you did something wrong? Hi everyone, and welcome back to another podcast that attempts to serve you, to help you, to guide you with whatever you might be struggling. I am Tente, and I am a relationship and intimacy coach for men, so mainly everything what is related towards men and his intimacy. So in this intimacy, we can bring up some questions, and those questions I will try to reply. And one of the things I like to do is I just improvise. So a question comes up, rises up in my mind, and I just start replying on it without any planning. And this is what I just enjoy doing, because it's very similar as we would have a real conversation on a one-on-one. So one of the questions that I've seen that is very challenging for men when it comes to relating to a woman is, how do you manage when a woman is somehow, or it feels like she is attacking you, or she's blaming you for something, right? Or she's in her drama and it's pointed towards you. So in my understanding, I would say that this is one of the most challenging situations when you hurt someone, or you're part of an issue or a situation where things are blamed at you. So there could be a situation when people are just projecting on you, they're just blaming anything on you just because she had an issue or a conflict at work, right? Which is one situation. But I'm taking this one a little bit further. So a bigger challenge. What if she's blaming at you because you did something wrong? So the first thing that usually happens when we are blamed because we did something without awareness, and that something did hurt her or did touch her ego, it doesn't really matter what, but it did. And so she is in pain. She's in pain, she's hurt, and she's blaming it. And she's letting you know what her pain is. Men, as usual, they don't like to be too much in the emotion, and women are very good in staying there for a long period of time. So it becomes a challenge when she is pushing you into that emotional state, or it feels like she is doing it. And we as men tend to perceive it as, yes, she is pushing me there, or she is really brain fucking me, which is another word that you can use. And it feels like someone is trying to penetrate you and hurt you, right? Or attacking you. So men tend to be very defensive. So she perceives that at some point you're not somehow doing what she wants, and she keeps on blaming you. So you find yourself in a very awkward and difficult situation. You're being blamed, and it feels like you don't know whatever you will do, if it's going left, if it's going right, if it's saying yes, if it's saying no, everything will be wrong. You're the one that did things wrong, and you're being blamed at, and the way how you're behaving is still not okay. So my suggestion for you is just holding space. And by holding space, which I already shared in a previous podcast, it is not just holding space, because this is something that you do for her. It's also something that you do for yourself when you hold space for yourself, but it's a little bit more tricky when someone is attacking you, or it feels like they are attacking you. So one, I would say, hold space for her. Make sure that you're still present with her, that you're listening, that you're making eye contact, and that you're holding that space so that she can have space and time to express her pain. Now, this is what you give to her, and what you give to yourself is don't get dragged by that story. There will be a story, and there will be a story shared, and it will be her story, her version of the situation, and that is real. It's not because your story is different and that her story is different that her story is not the reality. Her story is very probably very close to reality because it's how she experienced it. So don't try to deny it by somehow not being dragged to the story. So I would not say on a practical way, like, hey, don't tell me this is your story, this is your pain, don't put me there. If you say that, it feels like you don't really care about her. What I would suggest more is don't get dragged in the story without denying her reality. So it's don't get dragged emotionally in the story. Don't make her story, her reality, her side of the reality, your side of the reality. Just stay grounded. Keep your position and try to just see what is behind that fence that somehow separates your story with her story. Have a look at it through her words. She will explain it through her body language, through her pain. Try to feel it, but without getting lost to it. I'm not asking you to jump over that fence and getting to her story. Stay in your place, stay in your position, listen, pay attention, be present, and have a look what happens on the other side of the fence. So what will give this to you? This will give you a certain strength and power to hold your position without your brain being fucked. So you probably have experienced this when you feel attacked, your brain start somehow getting a little bit crazy. A lot of thoughts and emotions are coming, and you're like, whoa, this is overwhelming. And then what happens next? You shut up, shut down. You shut everything off, all whatever is emotions, and you just close, 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 and you put somehow a cocoon. For men, this is very easy to do. For women, it's almost impossible. That's the man mechanism. But using the man mechanism with a situation with a woman is maybe not the smartest thing you want to do. So I would say don't use that, at least not entirely. You can use that mechanism to shut off your emotions a little bit so that you don't get dragged to her story because she will be in pain and you don't like to see that. So when she's hurt, you will be hurt. So it's good that you close a little bit that and use that mechanism to say, okay, I feel that pain because she is sharing that story and I don't want to hurt her, but she's in pain. So maintain it open enough so that you can feel her pain but without being lost. So that you don't lose your center. You're not letting that emotion take you over, but you're having it enough with presence so that you still can feel it, so that you can generate an empathy with her. So you're in that situation where she's still attacking you, you're holding your space, you're looking over her fence, you're holding your position, and you're using that mechanism, sort of a defense mechanism, but you don't close it completely. You just manage it a little bit. You close a little bit, you open a little bit, you close a little bit, and so that you can still feel her. And once you have felt her and you still are able to stay in your center without losing that control, you wait. At some point, there will be again a dip. And then you can use your empathy to, for example, say, like, okay, I do understand. You say, you show your understanding, and somehow you repeat a little bit of the story that, for example, I do understand that when I did this, it hurt you. And it was not my intention. So now you're opening up and showing that your intentions were not that. But you're still understanding. And I completely understand the fact that hurts you because you feel abandoned, or you feel that it's not important to you, that you're not important to me, sorry. So what you do is you show understanding on the sense of the story, you show understanding on the sense of why she's hurt, and you also try to go deeper by trying to embody her pain in how she feels. She feels maybe abandoned. So I understand that you might feel abandoned. So what will this create? This will create actually a situation where she will see, like, wow, this guy is really understanding me and he's really doing the effort to also feel me. So this should ease a little bit. If not, just keep on listening, keep holding presence. At some point it will work. At some point she will calm down and then she will open up. Just be patient. But you do it again. If it didn't work at the first, wait for the second dip and do it again. And afterwards, once you see that she's also calming down again, you show a certain interest, like what I shared in the previous podcast of how to hold space. So if you haven't listened to it, I just invite you to go and listen to it, and then you will see and understand what I'm meaning by holding space properly. So the main thing that you really have to retain here is do not get dragged in the story. Keep your center, keep your present, and try to really understand by generating a certain connection with her through empathy. And then you prove to her, this is why I understood, this is what your story, and I, of course, you share your intention, that your intention was not bad. And then you show her, or you prove her that you felt, okay, this is how I would feel. So if this is how you felt, I'm really sorry for it. I would say this is already a huge step, and it's already very close to enough to calm someone down. I wish you a lot of good luck on this. It's even though you have this little information, this little trick, it still will be challenging to hold your center. But your goal, whenever this happens, remember, keep your center, stay calm, and manage your emotional reaction on this situation.